This is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, March 12th. I'm Audrey McCabe. Gunnison High School went into lockdown on Tuesday after receiving a threat by phone. According to the City of Gunnison Facebook page, the Gunnison Police Department's immediate response was to protect all students and staff by securing the Gunnison High School site. Police additionally secured all Gunnison school campuses. The lockdown was lifted after 2 hours, and the initial investigation into the phone number used indicates a false threat. If you'd like to learn more about what school districts in the KVNF listening area are doing to support school safety, check out our recent local motion on this topic by looking for a local motion under the news tab at kvnf.org. According to a press release, Attorney General Phil Weiser has joined a coalition of state attorneys general in challenging the Trump administration's demand that higher education institutions provide new data to the U.S. Department of Education. The data is supposedly being collected to track compliance with a 2023 U.S. Supreme Court decision that prohibits race from being used as a factor in admissions. The coalition argues the hasty implementation of new survey requirements leaves institutions vulnerable to inadvertent errors and unreliable data that could lead to costly penalties and baseless investigations into their practices, and that it jeopardizes student privacy by requesting in-depth information about individual students. Moreover, the coalition argues the new data demands jeopardize student privacy and could lead to individuals being easily identified. Many institutions have data protection obligations to their students, which, the lawsuit alleges, are placed at risk by the administration's new demands. A major state grant supporting outdoor education programs for youth and families in Delta County has just been renewed. Great Outdoors Colorado, which invests a portion of the proceeds from the Colorado Lottery to help outdoor organizations, will continue funding Delta's Nature Connection for 5 more years. Executive Director Jess Finnegan told the Delta County Independent that the renewed grant ensures the organization can continue running its programs for local youth. Since its founding, the organization has served more than 40,000 people through programs that connect children and families with outdoor experiences. A bill titled Changes to Practices Relating to Death cleared the State House Business Affairs and Labor Committee on a 12-0 vote on Thursday. The bill makes changes to death care-related practices, including an amendment that increases abuse of a corpse from a Class 6 felony to a Class 5. The Delta County Independent spoke to sponsor Matt Soper, who represents parts of Mesa and Delta counties. Soper stated, "It really stems from the fact that we've now had 7 individuals convicted of abuse of a corpse." He then mentioned the Sunset Mesa funeral directors in Montrose, whose operator Megan Hess and her mother, Shirley Koch, are now serving federal prison time for a scheme by which they obtained and sold human remains without proper consent from the deceased's next of kin. The bill also changes or strengthens certain regulations and provisions that funeral homes must abide by. Colorado Representative Joe Neguse is calling for an investigation into the Trump administration's dismantling of the National Center for Atmospheric Research. Rocky Mountain Community Radio's Caroline Yanez has more.
In a letter to the Inspector General, Neguse says a whistleblower told him that NCAR and the National Science Foundation, which oversees the center, had reached an agreement to transfer parts of its space weather program to a private, for-profit company. That's after the NSF sent a Dear Colleague letter in January asking the scientific community to weigh in on how to restructure NCAR's operations. Neguse says NSF reached a deal with the for-profit company, which he did not name, before the feedback period ended. Neguse says NSF and the Office of Management and Budget may have violated federal law by bypassing rules that ensure a competitive, transparent process for awarding government programs to private companies. The Trump administration announced in December that it would be dismantling NCAR, calling it a source of climate alarmism. Caroline Yanez, Rocky Mountain Community Radio.
Minerva West is a small theater troupe in Ridgeway that recently had to change venue because Ouray County, facing a budget shortfall, chose to close the Ouray County Event Center in Ridgeway. KVNF's Brody Wilson spoke with 2 actors from Minerva West that are starring in their upcoming show, Greater Tuna.
I'm Nick Coleman, and I am an actor with Minerva West. I'm Rick Eisenberg. I also am an actor with Minerva West. I sit on the board of directors as well.
Great. Well, you guys, why don't you tell me a little bit about the show?
Greater Tuna is basically a poke at Southwest Texas life. Rick and I bring the town of Tuna, Texas to life through a number of its characters. We each play about 10 characters and complete with costume changes. And there are 43 costume changes during the show. There's just lots of fun.
Okay, well, I would say it actually lampoons Texas redneck culture in a gentle but direct way, and is very topical today, I would say, even though this show was first produced in the 1980s. It's a two-man play. So Nick and I play all the characters, young and old, male and female. We bring a whole family to life and a whole host of different colorful characters from the town. If you think about it, this is a show that runs, oh, an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours with intermission. And if you do the math, 43 costume changes is about one every 3 or 4 minutes. So it is a rapid fire comedy. Fortunately for us, we have dressers standing in the wings, waiting to, well, basically tear our clothes off and put new clothes on as we change from one character to the next.
And the dressers are as integral a part of the show as the actors, because we couldn't do it without them.
We chose this play, and I mean, our directors, Stephen and Evan, chose the play because it is lighthearted, and the thought is we could all use a little lightheartedness right now. And it being topical, looking at a cross section of America and some of the things that make us wonderful and some of the things that make us not very wonderful.
But it also allows people, even the parts that are not so wonderful, still allow people to have their humanity. And that's one of the things that I think we really want to press forward, is that no matter what our differences, we're all human. We all have that humanity. We all need to give ourselves a little grace.
Rick, I understand that this show will not be produced at the Ouray County Event Center, that you have a change of venue. Tell me about that.
To be honest, we were surprised and disappointed that the county commissioners decided that the responsible thing for the county to do was to effectively close the 4-H Center, which deprived Minerva West of our familiar surroundings for productions. And rising to the occasion, we moved to find alternative venues, and we're actually quite excited to be producing the show in Ouray at the Wright Opera House. It's a wonderful venue for theatric productions. We're also going to be performing in Paonia at the Paradise Theater the following weekend of the Ouray production. So we're excited to be taking the show on the road and to be expanding Minerva's reach, if you will, beyond just Ridgeway.
Is this Minerva West's first production outside of the Ouray County? Is this the first time at the Paradise?
I believe it may
I
be.
believe so. And of course, Broadway is our next stop. At least that's our intention.
Good. That's Nick Coleman and Rick Eisenberg of Minerva West. Their two-man comedy, Greater Tuna, is directed by Evan Hart and Stephen Laster, with 20 different characters and 43 costume changes between the two of them. Greater Tuna shows at the Wright Opera House in Ouray on March 19th through 22nd, and at the Paradise Theater in Paonia on March 28th and 29th. For KVNF News, I'm Brody Wilson.
In other arts and culture news, the Magic Circle Players in Montrose will present the play Proof from March 13th through 18th. The Pulitzer Prize-winning script explores themes of genius and mental instability, family dynamics, and the nature of love and trust. That's your KVNF regional newscast. KVNF Spring Drive runs today through next Tuesday. Please show your support for local independent journalism from your community radio station by donating at kvnf.org. I'm Audrey McCabe.